You're listening to 95.7 KQWC, Webster City's Classic Hits. Now it's time to join sports director Quinn Douglas and former ESPN and NFL media executive John Marvel for Lynx Huddle at Morning Glory Coffee in downtown Webster City.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Lynx Huddle. It's a homecoming edition of Lynx Huddle here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas, glad you folks could join us here on this Friday morning here at Lynx, here at Morning Glory Coffee here in downtown Webster City. As Webster City, they are kicking off home, they wrap up homecoming week, I should say, tonight here with a matchup for a number 8 Gilbert coming into Lynx Field. First time these two programs have met since 2020, as that kicks off at 7 o'clock over on AM 1570 KZWC tonight. As later on, we'll have Webster City coach Andy Brim join us and get his thoughts on things. But first, we do have a special guest. I'm very excited to welcome back someone. If you've lived around Webster City for a long time, covered Webster, followed Webster City sports, you probably saw this guy at a lot of things Webster City related. Troy Banning joins us. Troy, thanks for making the drive up from Ames this morning, and glad to have you on with us.
Absolutely. Good morning, Quinn. Yeah, my car still knows the way up here. Hey, I could have done it with my eyes closed. Haven't made the drive much in the last 3 years, but it still knows its way up here.
But obviously, you're involved with Gilbert right now. Was it community director or community relations?
Yeah, director of community engagement is the title. It's communications director is what I tell everybody.
So that is so obviously, whenever Gilbert's up around here, good chance we'll probably see Troy up here. And I know you still, from a distance, follow along with Webster City and how they're doing in different sports. And definitely, is this your first time back at Lynx Field since you left the Freeman Journal?
I came up. So it would have been fall of 2022. I came up and just watched a game.
Okay.
Actually watched a game for the first time and ever. But, yeah, this will be the first time I will actually be standing on the visitor sideline for a football game at Lynx Field. So it's going to be a little unique tonight.
So, yeah, it should be a fun one tonight. Gilbert coming in 3-0. Of course, Webster City trying to bounce back after a loss a week ago to a very good Clear Lake team. Clear Lake now the number one team in Class 3A in this week's Radio Iowa poll as Lynx in that ball game still managed to run the football for over 150 yards in the win of their defense. Obviously, tasked with trying to slow down a very, very fast Clear Lake team. But no doubt, Webster City was able to battle until the end. Webster City didn't manage to put one on the board. Jackson Griffith able to score a touchdown in the second half to make sure the Lynx get on the scoreboard in that ball game. But I know we've talked with Andy Brim about the difficulty of this schedule. You play quality, and they're playing a quality team seemingly every week here in the regular season in Clear Lake, obviously no different to that in Gilbert as well, a team that is ranked in the top 10 in 4A after a 3-0 start. So Webster City definitely going to have to battle back and get definitely sharpen some things up with like we've talked about with how many good opponents are on the schedule here this year for Webster City. And with that, Troy, I'll have you hand over the headset here to Coach Brim. We'll bring Coach Brim here onto the broadcast. Again, we are live at Morning Glory Coffee, 8:30 until 8:50 or somewhere in thereabouts. Could be around 8:55, depending on how long we go. But come up here, get some coffee, get some drinks, get some made-to-order breakfast as well, and you can come hang out with us here on Friday mornings from 8:30 to 8:50 here on 95.7 FM as we welcome in Coach Andy Brim. And Coach, again, thanks for coming up this morning, and how are we feeling this morning?
Good. Yeah, another great Friday ahead of us. So homecoming here week in Webster City, that always adds a lot of excitement and buzz around things. Mm-hmm. Some good, some bad, but I think our kids have done a pretty good job staying focused. Mm-hmm. That's something that Coach Howard laid the groundwork for in front of me. And so our kids usually do a pretty good job of staying focused on really the task at hand for Friday night.
Yeah, I think everybody that's been around high school football knows the distraction homecoming can be. But like you said, Coach Howard has in the past done a very, very good job of laying that groundwork and making sure that homecoming does not become the main attraction. That it's just, you know, it's just something on the side. We still have a football game to worry about on Friday night. But last week, you know, obviously we won't harp too much on last week, but obviously we know the results and know how things played out. And when you have a game like that, you know, a lot of their coaches, they handle it differently. Some, you know, they use it as a motivation point. Others, they say, you know, that game's over. We focus on what we can control, and we will focus on the next opponent. Now, for you, how does that process go? I imagine it's not clear one way or the other. It's not fully in one way or the other. I imagine there's a little bit of middle ground when it comes to a game like that where you're between, you know, we see things we have to work on and get better at, but at the same time, that game's over. We're on to next week.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, the season goes fast. It's, you know, it's one week at a time. That's another unique thing about football. You play every Friday. You've got a week of preparation. You've got to be able to turn things around quick when you restart on, you know, over the weekend when you game plan and things like that and figure out what you're going to do in the week coming. And then, you know, start getting the kids ready on Monday. And so, yeah, I mean, Clear Lake is a very, very good football team. A ton of athletes, especially on the offensive side. I mean, just able to really spread you out and use the whole field. I really think they're probably going to be a matchup nightmare for a lot of teams in the state that they see. So,
and when you look at that, you know, before we move on here to tonight's matchup with Gilbert, when you look at last week's matchup with Clear Lake, just as a staff, what are some things that you guys did take away positively that you saw, hey, this is something we can build on and we got better at from where we were a week ago?
Well, honestly, I think the biggest thing for me was I was really proud of how our kids responded throughout that game. You know, when things don't go your way that quickly and that early in a game, it's really easy to, for lack of a better term, quit. And I don't think that our kids really ever did. Everybody's heard me say it before, the saying our program is better at the end of the day than at the beginning of the day. And so you have to use those opportunities to continue to try to get better as a football team, regardless of what the score is. That is one thing about playing the schedule that we play. You hope that that's going to pay dividends at some point for you. And, you know, when you play really good competition, you have to be on your A game every night, and you have to be able to get better and better and better so that it pays off in the end.
And looking at your football team from an individual standpoint, obviously this is the last week of non-district before we get into district play next week. And just looking at this team defense, you know, on the defensive side of the football and how they've started the year, and I think they've started the year pretty darn well. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Jackson Griffith. You know, Grant Aarons is someone we talked about a lot last week. And definitely up front is going to be a key this week with a team that attacks the line of scrimmage like Gilbert does. And when you look at the work that your front has put in through the first, you know, first three games of the regular season, whether it's, you know, your defensive line, your stand-up edge rushers, and your defensive scheme, what are some things that you feel that front unit has really improved on here through the first three games of the season?
Well, I think we get better and better every week as far as, I mean, we want to attack people on defense. You know, that's the style of football that we play. We want to try to be as simple as we can and line up and fly around on defense. So we've got a long way to go, but like I said, you know, when you have that great competition every week, that gives you a chance to get better and better and hone those skills against really good competition. So tonight, you know, as far as our defense going up against Gilbert's offense, you know, eye discipline, Gilbert is very well coached. They are very effective with what they do when they run, and when you run veer schemes or triple option schemes, in my mind, it really comes back to your quarterback, and they've got a very experienced quarterback. He's very comfortable with what he does. So we've got to be pretty comfortable on our side, too, and trust our keys and just trust that what we want to do is going to pay off and that everybody's going to do their job.
And you alluded to tonight's game with Gilbert. It's not very often you get to – you face a team that – It may not be the exact same identity, but holds a very similar identity to your football team in terms of schematics and in terms of the looks they'll give you offensively. You alluded to it there a little bit, but just how is preparing for a team like Gilbert? You know, is it kind of like preparing to play yourselves a little bit, or how is that preparation going when it's not a team that, you know, spreads it out, throws the ball all over, and tries to spread out the field like a lot of teams at the 3A level do?
Well, I think a really common phrase in football from every coach is they want to control the line of scrimmage, but when it comes down to it, I don't know how many teams really want to do that. Obviously, Gilbert does. You know, that's for us, we want to control the line of scrimmage. Teams that run the ball, they want to control the line of scrimmage. I have a hard time believing coaches sometimes that say that, and then they spread it out all over the field five wide. So, and like I said, they're very good at what they do. I don't know, as far as the preparation goes, it's just we have to take our scheme and adapt it to what we're going to see, and we have to be able to try to control the line of scrimmage the best that we can, and they're going to try to do the same thing. So, I mean, it's going to be a good old-fashioned football game, and and those are always fun and exciting to play in. So the other thing that comes with that is probably some limited possessions, so you've got to take advantage of the opportunities that you get when you do get them.
And looking from your players, your roster's perspective for tonight, obviously I know you talk about how each day you come in and get better, each game you come in and get better. But when you look at your football team, what are some areas tonight that you want to see, that you are looking for improvement in from where you've been the first couple weeks of the season? What are some key emphasis for your team this week?
Well, I'd say starting on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we've played two pretty good defenses the last 2 weeks that have really kind of given our front some troubles and come off the edge pretty hard and been pretty physical up front. And, you know, we want to be physical, and those teams have been able to be physical back with us as far as the defensive side goes. Even talking to a Clear Lake assistant after the game last week, you know, they all, even with the score the way that it was, they talked about how physical we were up front. So we've got to be able to execute a little bit better with our offensive line and get some more things going for us on the offensive side. So we spent a lot of time this week on just some fundamental things and back to basics, and we've got to stay within our scheme. There are no secrets or there are no, you know, magic tricks that we're going to pull out of the bag. So we've just got to take care of what we do.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck tonight against Gilbert.
Yep, thank you.
Yep, that was Andy Brim, the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx here on our Lynx Huddle program here at Morning Glory Coffee, as we are here until about 8:50 here on this Friday morning. You can join us Friday mornings throughout the regular season here at Morning Glory Coffee. Come down, get yourself something to drink, get yourself some made-to-order breakfast. Of course, we got stuff for the kids as well. Maybe we get a Friday where the kids have a day off, or you know, they can get to school a little bit late for a late start. You know, this is something that everybody can come out and enjoy with us here on Friday mornings here at Morning Glory Coffee from 8:30 to 8:50 here on 95.7 KQWC. As we bring Troy Banning back here with us on this Friday morning. And Troy, just as we preview tonight's game, I want to get your thoughts on the Gilbert side. Obviously, you know Gilbert pretty well from what they've done here at the start of the season. And just, you know, when you look at this matchup tonight for Gilbert against Webster City, what are some things that stand out that you feel Gilbert has to do tonight here against the Lynx?
Coach Brim said a lot of things that ring true. It's really going to be which team, you know, controls the line of scrimmage. Both teams want to do the same thing. You want to limit possessions. I remember watching Coach Howard's teams. Teams would always give them the ball first, and I would just say, what are you doing? Like, why would you give Webster City the ball first? Because they're going to control the clock. And that's what both teams want to do. So it's really who fundamentally controls up front. And then, you know, for both teams, and especially for Gilbert, you know, take care of the football. Last week against Boone, we had some early mistakes, a fumble, some penalties, things like that, and that really put us in a hole that kind of started. So, you know, it's just fundamental football when you have two teams that play. These two teams could have played back in 1920, you know, with the offenses they run. So, you know, single wing versus a flex bone, really, and a veer. So it's going to be a quick game. Get there early and plan to get home early.
Yep. And just from what you've seen from Webster City, you know, preparing for today and coming into tonight, you know, what stands out to you about Webster City? Obviously, it's a lot of the same things that you saw in your time here at Webster City with Coach Howard running things. And just what stands out to you about this year's iteration of Webster City football?
It's rinse and repeat, right? Yeah, I mean, you know what you're going to see. You know, I was talking to a parent at Gilbert the other night, and they were asking me what I thought. And I said, you know, any game can go anyway. You know, it's whatever the outcome is really going to surprise me. But I said, you know, every defense that I ever watched play Webster City would come in thinking they've got a good beat on they've prepared for that offense. They've got a good beat on it. Well, you've prepared with your scout team.
Yes.
You haven't seen the actual offense. And so I said, prepare, you know, even if Gilbert plays a great game defensively and contains them, there's going to be a time Webster City is probably going to break one. They're going to get loose just because that offense is so – they run it so well. And so you've just got to – from a Gilbert perspective, you've got to withstand those moments where Webster City is just going to get the better of you from time to time. That offense, they're just so good at it and running it.
And I'll go quickly to you, to my keys of the game. I always have three of them down. My first key to the game tonight for this game for Webster City is be efficient with the football. Like we talked about, possessions are going to be at a premium. Clock's going to be running a whole lot. You have to be efficient with the football when you do have it and make those possessions count because, like I said, they're even more at a premium tonight with two teams that like to run the football as much as Webster City and Gilbert like to do. Number two, and that's win the discipline battle. And whether that's, keeping your assignments, you don't blow assignments, and keeping penalties at a premium, because these are two offenses predicated with being on schedule. When I talk about being on schedule, that's getting 3 or 4 yards on first down, staying ahead of the sticks, and making sure that your team is not in a situation where you get into a third and long, fourth and long, where it's harder for your team to convert on the offensive side of the football. If those teams are able to win the discipline battle, whether it's making sure you keep your attention to detail, make sure that you're not missing blocks, missing assignments, and not committing penalties. Whoever does that whoever's better at that will likely have a pretty good shot to win the game tonight. And number three, this is more of a Webster City specific key: force the option choices quicker than what Gilbert is comfortable with. Obviously, with option offenses, you have to make quick decisions. Webster City, if they can force Gilbert to make decisions quicker than what they're comfortable with, and if they can get to the quarterback quicker than what the Gilbert practices for, what they normally see, I think that works to Webster City's advantage. Sure. To have to make those snap decisions quicker than the quarterback or the fullback or any of those backs are used to making. If Webster City can do that, I think they're in a good position to come away with a victory tonight.
Yeah, that all sounds good. From a Gilbert perspective, our key is always going to be this year, the strength of our football team, as I see it, is our offensive line. Mm-hmm. We've got a very experienced offensive line. We've got a big offensive line and a good offensive line. And, week two against Mason City, they absolutely asserted their will and dominated that game. And so if they come out and play that way, that's a plus for Gilbert. I heard Coach Howard say it for years and years and years. It all comes down to the offensive line and who controls that up front. And not a lot changes. You can change the offense and make it more sophisticated, but it ultimately comes down to that.
Yeah, there's always going to be a place in the game for ground and pound and running the football, and this tonight will be no different from that. Again, Webster City football kicking off tonight against 4A number 8 Gilbert coming up tonight. 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame at 6:15 with Radio Iowa Scouting Report. I'll actually have a preview for tonight's ball game on the Scouting Report, so tune in a little bit early for that if you want to hear our preview for tonight's ball game. Jerry Claver will have the play-by-play action of it here over on AM 1570 KZWC. Well, Troy, thank you so much for coming up and talking with us this morning. And I'm sure a lot of people listening this morning are glad to hear your voice again and hear your hear your opinion on things. And of course, I hope we can have a scenario where you're back up here again sometime soon.
Absolutely, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's just been our homecoming edition of Link Huddle here on 95.7 KQWC. As we'll send it back to regular programming again. Webster City football coming up tonight, 7 o'clock kick. Webster City and Gilbert. Homecoming night at Links Field should be a pretty big crowd on both sides, I would imagine, given the short distance as well. Gilbert, we have to travel, so I imagine a great atmosphere tonight at Links Field. We'll take you back to normal programming here on 95.7 KQWC.